865-1290.
A man has already saved brought gasoline cans into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City 2 days after the Notre Dame Inferno is being arraigned today. Mark Lamparello, a part-time philosophy professor from New Jersey, was arrested last week with 4 gallons of gasoline, lighter fluid, and butane lighters. He'll be arraigned from his bed at Bellevue Hospital, where he's been undergoing a psychiatric evaluation, his Holy Week arrest coming just days after he refused to leave Sacred Heart Cathedral in Newark, New Jersey. Police say he had also bought a one-way ticket from Newark to Rome and was scheduled to fly out the day after he was busted at St. Patrick's. Critics of a new dress code policy for parents at a Texas high school are calling it discriminatory, especially against women. James Madison High School in Houston announcing the policy on its homepage a few days ago, requiring parents to conform to a dress code before they enter schools. The policy has a long list of clothing parents are not permitted to wear at school events, including hair rollers, pajamas, saggy pants, and Daisy Dukes. And men are not allowed to wear T-shirts. And James Holzhauer's Jeopardy winnings now top $1 million as the professional sports gambler won for the 14th consecutive day in Tuesday's episode, putting him in fourth place on the show's all-time consecutive wins list. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is vowing to fight back against every subpoena issued by Democrats in the U.S. House as he spoke with reporters at the White House while leaving for a trip to Georgia, where he'll attend an opioid summit this afternoon. He told reporters that he is the most transparent of any president and called Democratic investigative efforts a bunch of nonsense, insisting again that the Robert Mueller report found no collusion and no obstruction. His special counsel, Kellyanne Conway, says it is time to move on.
When you prosecute and you investigate, you either refer for indictment or you decline to refer for indictment. The rest, frankly, is a little bit gratuitous.
Sri Lankan defense officials say the bombers behind that series of sophisticated, coordinated attacks on Easter Sunday are from middle-class and well-educated upbringings. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil.
Check one, check one.
It gives you unbeatable engine protection.
Check one.
Pennzoil. Based on sequence 4A
check.
E5W30. Available on Amazon.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris. Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
A Republican governor not ruling out giving President Trump a primary challenge next year.
Coming to New Hampshire and listening to people is a part of that process.
Popular in his state with both his own party and Democrats, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan told about 100 influential politicians and business leaders in New Hampshire this week he's seriously considering a run in 2020.
People have asked me to give this serious consideration, and I think I owe it to those people to do just that.
As for a possible run, Hogan says he won't launch a, quote, suicide mission against President Trump and needs to see a path to victory. The FBI now assisting in the investigation of a driver who police say intentionally drove his vehicle into pedestrians in Northern California last evening. Eight people recovering from injuries after police...